From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The likelihood coronavirus will impact demand and distribution of food to China is still unknown. That's according to U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President Joel Haggard, who says despite rumors to the contrary, ports are functioning and imported goods continue to enter China, much like they did during the SARS outbreak. Haggard says the Chinese government is taking measures to ensure food distribution channels run as smoothly as possible. At the direction of President Trump, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the third and final tranche of 2019 market facilitation program payments to assist farmers hit hard by retaliatory tariffs. The payments began showing up in farmers' bank accounts at the end of last week. Perdue tells AgWeb.com, while it's great to start 2020 with the signings of the USMCA and the Phase 1 China deals, we must not forget that 2019 was a tough year for farmers. Farm labor legislation remains on the back burner in the Senate, where bipartisan efforts are underway to craft a farm worker immigration bill. National Council of Agricultural Employers CEO Mike Marsh tells thepacker.com the House of Representatives passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act in December by a 260 to 165 vote. Marsh says the Republican-controlled Senate is likely to create its own version of the farm worker bill, but won't likely take it up until after Super Tuesday, March 3rd. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.